welcome to the Friday, February 23rd episode of Briefings and Bucks. This is our 27th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District, Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Christine Morris, who is a social worker at the Wayne Township Preschool. Congratulations, Christine. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. For the second week in a row, the Indy Star Student of the Week hails from Ben Davis High School. Last week was Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center. Congratulations to Carissa Wright, who is a sophomore at Ben Davis High School. Also, congratulations to Ben Davis Giant Keith Parker for placing eighth in the Wrestling State Championship last weekend. And the congratulations keep coming. Congratulations to the Ben Davis Giants boys basketball team on their win against Lawrence Central this past Tuesday, which earned them a share of the MIC championship with Lawrence North and back-to-back conference championships for the first time since 2002. Also, congratulations to KJ Windham for hitting the 1,000-point career milestone this week. We know you're hashtag not done yet, KJ. Looking forward to seeing you finish out the remainder of this season. Also, our school board had a great visit to Stoutfield Elementary School on Thursday. It was wonderful to walk into the lobby and to be serenaded by students playing their ukuleles. What a great opportunity for students to learn a little bit about music and to prepare for their music careers as they move into the 7th and 8th grade center at Lyndhurst. Also on Thursday, we had the opportunity to celebrate individuals with disabilities whose accomplishments stand out and the people who help make those accomplishments possible at our 9th annual Dare to Dream Awards ceremony held at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center. We want to thank Chapel Hill for hosting us once again this year. And we continue to our celebration of Black History Month. Black history is our history, and we believe it's critical for all of our students to see themselves represented. Well, I'm excited to welcome today's guest, who is an important part of Black history here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Calling in today directly from the State House, doing the work of our legislature, we are very honored to have State Representative for District 92, Representative Renee Pack. Welcome, Representative Pack.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Bo. Appreciate it.
Well, and I know we're in the last couple weeks of this session, and so you are very busy. Just want to say a special thank you for taking some time out and stepping away from the work that you're doing at the State House, and I know this is a critical period of time, so thank you so much.
Well, of course, I appreciate you working with me in my schedule because it can get really
especially in the last couple weeks, for sure.
Oh, God.
Couple things I want to hit on. You and I talked over the last several weeks about, at least in my research, I think you are the first African-American representative in District 92. Why is that?
Well, I think when we look at our history on the far west side as a whole, we're just coming into ourselves as a diverse community. When you look at the years, we're talking about the early 1980s, where we first started busing African-American kids out of the East District.
Right.
So that's 42, 43 years ago. So I can assume that before that started, that the community was probably just about all white. And I got here in 91 after serving in the military, and it was very, very white, and white also in terms of home ownership, people involved with community in those days. So I think as soon as we got our feet planted on the west side and us parents decided, you know, as black parents, as brown parents, decided that we wanted to be involved, that we wanted to serve our community and everybody in it, I think that opportunity came and we went for it. And until you mentioned that, few weeks ago, I didn't have any idea that I was at first, but of course I went back and researched it myself, and I am. So yeah. I'm like, wow. Yeah, I really am. But I think we've done really well, especially with diversity on the west side. It's not an overnight process.
Sure, sure.
But, it's going to take some time, but we've got some great Hoosiers out there in Wayne Township. I have some of Pike now, too.
Yeah.
And they're all coming to me wanting to do some work, wanting to get busy and get their hands dirty. So.
You mentioned your service in the military. Thank you very much for that service. You're a veteran of the United States Army. You served from 1986 to 91 and had some special training in behavioral specialist and a certified drug and alcohol counselor.
Yes. Back then, all of our medical MOSs, which is a military occupational specialty, all of us went to San Antonio for training after we got done with basic. And I was fortunate enough to have an ASVAB score that was high enough for me to really pick out whatever job I wanted to do. And this was something that always interested me. I've always enjoyed social work and psychology, and this seemed like the right path for me to take. And so I went back and studied behavioral science and psychology for a year at Fort Sam Houston. And then I went back after about a year because we had, even back then, had a huge overload of soldiers and family members who were experiencing issues with drugs and with alcohol. And rather at that time than to dishonorably discharge our soldiers, we wanted to see what we could do at that time to help them and get them back on their feet. So that's how that whole job came about. I loved it. I enjoyed it. And everything kind of stemmed from that work I did back in the Army.
Yeah, including the work that you're doing at the State House. You're utilizing your experience as a veteran, as the ranking Democratic member on the Veterans Affairs and Public Safety Committee, as well as your bachelor's in business administration from Indiana Wesleyan and your master's at IUPUI in education leadership on the Commerce, Small Business and Economic Development and Family, Children and Human Affairs committees that you also serve on. That's a lot of committees. How do you keep all that straight?
I sometimes ask myself, what in the world am I doing? What's going on? But I think it's just the way things were meant to be. I've studied the things that I feel I've been spiritually led to study, done the work that I feel like I've been spiritually led to do. And isn't that something, how my interests and my background line up with the committees that I serve on, so I can really contribute, not just because I've studied the topics, but because I've lived through so much and I'm able to relate to Hoosiers.
Well, we certainly appreciate you representing the west side of Indianapolis, being on all those committees, and certainly not only having your own voice, but having our voice as well there at the State House. Yes. We talked a minute ago about you being the first African-American representative in District 92. There are 100 representatives in the state of Indiana. There are 50 senators in the state of Indiana, yet there are only 14 individuals who are part of the Indiana Black Legislative Caucus. You happen to serve as treasurer, actually, on that committee. Talk about the importance of the Indiana Black Legislative Caucus.
Oh, gosh, for me personally, the Black Legislative Caucus was my lifeline when I first got here back in 2021 was when we started that session. And it was just a great connection that I could make with people who looked like me and had similar backgrounds as I did. The members of the Black Legislative Caucus also served to be awesome mentors to kind of help me guide through this. Now, let me also mention that there's 14 African American people serving
out of 150. Mm-hmm.
Simplicity is in more perspective. So you mean out of this whole state, I'm one of that 14?
Less than 10%.
Exactly. And I'm like, that just motivates me more to be here and do the work it takes to get here and stay here on behalf of our residents. It's just to be here is unbelievable. Whenever I get a chance to talk about being in this building, it's so humbling because I have two spaces here, and both of them have my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I belong here, and I've been elected by my community to do the work here. And it's very, very humbling. And, you know, right now, as you know, I went ahead and retired from education June 1st of last year because I really wanted my 100% focus to be on the work that I do here at the State House.
Yeah, but, and I didn't want to go through this interview without talking about you live in Wayne Township. Your children have graduated from Wayne Township. You have been an employee of Wayne Township, and you've had a couple different roles. You mentioned you recently retired from Wayne Township. Do you want to talk briefly about the roles that you have had over the last many years here in the MSD of Wayne Township?
Well, I am happy to. I did more growing as an employee of Wayne Township than I have ever done in my life. I feel like working in Wayne gave me my confidence. It gave me the education that I needed to move forward and do some things that I never thought that I would do. But first, when I came in 2005, I started out as a host instructor over at McClellan. So that was instrumental. The whole program is, you know, in helping our youngsters. Back then it was second and third grade. They might need that extra support when it comes to reading. The other piece of that was it involved the whole community. I think that was the kickoff for me, was seeing what a great community and how wonderful the people that live and work here are, that they would take time every week to come out and help the youngsters learn to read. That just triggered something really positive in me. I took a few months off and then returned in 2013 to a position that was like a dream job. I probably would have done it for free if I didn't need the money. And I was a parent liaison at Chapel Glen Elementary. Mm-hmm. And that job took on everything that I could pull together within myself, because I supported my principal and my assistant principal in whatever way they wanted me to. I helped teachers, my goodness, parents, building those relationships with our parents and guardians, and seeing just how great they are and how much they want great things for their kids. And so that work went on until after the pandemic. And at that time, I went over to Ben Davis to supervise a program called Level Up to help our seniors who had kind of fell behind during the pandemic. We wanted to make sure that we had a strong, concerted effort to get those young people across the stage on graduation night. And so we did very, very well with that. I had a team of four people, and they were like the dream team, and we did some great work there. So, you know, I feel like, Dr. Butts, I left everything out on the table, everything that I feel like I could do during the time I was there. I did it, and I did it with a lot of pride and a lot of gratitude.
Well, you mentioned you got paid for those positions, but certainly all of those are service-minded, service-oriented positions, working with host mentors who came into your program, working with our parents and our students and our staff as a parent liaison, and then, of course, helping our young high school students as they were trying to recover from the pandemic with the Level Up program. And I know that thousands and thousands of children have benefited from the service that you provided as an employee. And of course, our entire community, as you are representing us at the State House with District 92. One final question for you, because I know you need to get back and do the work of our legislation, the legislators in the House. When you
I'm
are,
kinda like,
go ahead.
I'm kind of liking this little break.
I'm sure. These are tough times when you're having to now vote on some of the legislation that's coming into the House as it's coming out of committee. So one question for you. When you're not serving others, when you are not busy as a state representative or formerly as an employee, what do you like to do? I know you and Sean, your husband, do a lot together, but what do you like to do when you have some free time?
We work in ministry together. We also, we have four grandchildren. So whenever we have an opportunity to travel down to Nashville, Tennessee, we do that. But when you're talking about just day-to-day things, like after a long day at work, just like probably most people, just kick off the shoes and put the pajamas on. I love reading. I research, I read every day. I'm really leaning a lot towards women in politics and learning about how they've made it through, how they've gotten to where they are, in hopes that it'll help me get to the next place from here. There's no immediate plans, but it's just reading and making myself better. I have one daughter that lives here. We spend a lot of time together. So I guess I don't have a whole lot of, you know, that spare time kind of thing, but I love my work so much. It's cool. It's all right. It's okay. But I'm a big family person. So that's what I pretty much focus on when I'm not out here doing this work.
Well, we have been fortunate today to have on our podcast the state representative from District 92, Representative Pack. Thank you, Representative Pack, for giving us just a few minutes out of your day-to-day while you're at the State House.
You're welcome, Dr. Buzz. Thank you for everything that you've presented and trusted me to do also while I was at Wayne Township. You and your wife played a huge part in my career. Thank you.
Well, we certainly appreciate you and appreciate all that you do for the West Side. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Well, coming up, good luck to our boys basketball team in their last regular season game of the season tonight at home against Arsenal Tech. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.